Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Granddad Business with Aaron Caliber.
That's my dad.
Hello!
Underpants?
That is hilarious.
Shut your mouth, dude.
Rate and review this podcast or my daddy will go into a deep depression.
Going down business with Aaron Caliber.
Yeah. Boom. Welcome to Grown Dad Business. This is Aaron Caliber. Oh, well, fun times this week. Once again, I told you he was going to be a regular guest. It's my friend Jason Clark, fellow dad. Hello, Jason Clark.
I'm back.
We're in the dad cave. And go back the last 2 weeks, I had Emma Arnold. It was two episodes split up. Both episodes got a little deep, Jace.
They were good. They got really a little deep.
The first episode, Emma talks about her being a mother of a special needs child,
yeah,
along with five other children.
Yeah.
That was the first episode.
From two different relationships,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Her husband has three kids. So it's a Brady Bunch situation.
Right. Was that the comic that she was in the relationship with the pastor's son? Was that her?
No, that was Jessa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Jessa Reed. Okay. Check out Jessa Reed.
Yeah.
No, Jessa Reed was the one with the crazy pastor's son who was a meth addict.
Yeah, where I texted you, I'm staying in my deck, and I texted you, I'm like, oh my God, I'm losing my mind here.
I get some crazy moms
been some damaged moms.
Definitely some crazy mom business.
No doubt.
Some crazy moms.
Crazy mom business.
Yeah, all the dads are like, you know.
Yeah.
We're normal.
Yeah.
All the moms,
it's just crazy.
We're bringing it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Emma's second episode, then she gets into how she was abused as a child, sexually abused. And that, I mean, I got to open up a little bit and it got really deep. But I really like sharing that stuff with people. I think people will like to hear that. You know what I mean? Like in a way where a lot of people can relate.
Yes.
And, you know, need to hear that stuff and need to think through it. And it's really awesome that I had Emma. So check that out. Last 2 weeks of Grown Dad Business Podcast on iTunes, Libsyn, Stitcher, all that crap. In the next couple weeks, I have some amazing episodes coming up. I think I might have mentioned them already. Comedian DJ Dangler, he's a goofy dude who grew up in the Midwest with a father who ran a country western outdoor music venue.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. He's hilarious and a bunch of, and just a big crazy family. And then I have, Gina Yashere, who's one of my favorite comedians I discovered this year. I didn't like discover her, like, you know,
I kind of heard
about her, and I was actually one of the people that I was interested in, having at a possible comedy festival if I was involved in that.
Right.
But I'm not.
No.
So, but I ended up meeting her at the Limestone Comedy Festival. She was one of the comedians, and I got to interview her, and she is a black lesbian from England. And her past is just fascinating.
Yeah.
She's lived in New York, half of her life, or for 8 years, I think, but, she's a huge comedian in England, sells out theaters, huge, and still trying to make it in America. I saw her perform the first night of Limestone Comedy Festival, and she's a destroyer. Wow. Like, I mean, I was crying laughing. But she gets really deep on, like, growing up with this discrimination in England in like the 70s and 80s. And I was like, really? And she was like, oh, you like, you got to hear her talk about, we did talk about this. And I got a straight answer from her because I heard a lot of people say that, that like, you know, you, a lot of people think like America is the most racist nation. And Gina was saying, and another friend of mine told me that they were like, oh, no, no, no. It's still really, really way more racist in Europe and England.
Right.
That's the same thing. You get what I mean.
No, absolutely.
It's, but you guys, someone said to me, but you guys, the U.S., just publicize it more.
Oh.
That's why you think it's actually way worse in Europe. Wow. And I was like, really?
Wow.
They're like, yeah, it's kind of an unsaid thing, and everyone stays in little factions and neighborhoods. Mm. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. We just talk about it a lot.
Right.
We just put it out there.
Right, right.
We put all of our business out there.
So she educated you.
So actually, we're actually, she said we're actually really progressive in this country.
Wow.
And I was like, holy crap. Yeah. Like talking about like, you know, you're telling people you have to change.
Yeah.
Where everywhere else they're like, oh, that's what we think.
Wow.
Man, that's my beliefs.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It is. Yeah.
But yeah, she talks about that. She talks about, you know, you know, struggling, you know, coming out as a lesbian, and you know, it's fascinating upbringing, and five siblings and a mother from Nigeria growing up in England. She's fascinating, and hilarious. So, that's what's coming up. And also, you know, you can always check out the, You Can't Handle the Truth podcast, handlethetruthpodcast.com. Me and Sean Collier and I, we talk about movies every single week. Well, I'm not on every week, but, we're two comedians. Sean is an actual movie critic. Go check that out. And yeah. And of course, sponsor, goodsandevil.com. Awesome movie and horror shirts and cool designs and a line of vegan shirts as well. And some other stuff. They have bags and, you know, other kinds of apparel you can get. Goodsandevil.com. If you're into that stuff, go to goodsandevil.com. Use the coupon code GROWNUP, all one word, save 10% on any order. You could order something for $12 and it's only $2. So boom, holler at your boy. Goods and Evil, right?
No.
No? All right. So Jason Clark is my resident dad guest, just because it's really hard to get guests every week now.
And I'm easy.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah,
and
I'm available.
So I answered your ad in Craigslist.
There it is.
Whoop, there it is. I thought you knew.
Who needs a podcast partner when they don't have any friends?
Yeah, that's true. But no, I like bringing, I like you bringing you on, cause we can talk about some dad issues, some parent issues. And, I just, oh, the phone's ringing.
I got that.
Who's calling?
We just talked about landlines. Did we not just talk about landlines?
Why do people have landlines?
This is your church calling. That's who's calling you.
I guarantee it is.
It's the church.
Well, they only call when it's like it's a mass message to someone in the church died, which someone just did, one of the sweetest ladies ever.
Yeah.
Helen. I'm going to shout her out. Really sweet lady. I know she died the last day or two. Oh, now the message is going to go off? Like nobody, my whole family's upstairs? Oh my God. This house is a wreck. But yeah, why do we have a landline?
Well,
my wife says it's for like church to call and like bill collectors.
Yeah. Well,
but the bill collectors still call my phone too.
Yeah, for me, like I said, my mother-in-law is like 85 years old, and she's not gonna call a cell phone. Like she wants to call the house phone, which makes no sense, right? Because you're just calling a number. Who cares? She just doesn't want to learn a new number or a set of numbers. It's so strange.
Oh, wait. So you have a landline for your mother-in-law?
Basically, it's like the bat phone when it rings and everyone.
No,
I don't. No, I don't
move.
You
know someone's out of glucosamine.
I've not
or something.
I've not answered a house phone in over years. I don't want to talk to them.
Oh, so, I don't.
Yeah, no.
Our right. house phone, all we do is look at it.
Yeah.
To see
what
who's
is that?
Calling. No, like it'll ring and we go look at it. We're like, man, we're not getting that.
Or you got the caller ID that pops up on your television.
Yeah.
You have that?
And
you're
no,
just like,
no, no.
Oh yeah, on my television, it'll that. Pop up. It'll
we
tell you
cable.
Who's calling. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
we don't have cable, dude.
It's okay.
We could talk about that another time.
Yeah, no, I know.
But we just got back from summer vacation. We went to Virginia Beach, and it was a lot of fun. We mini-golfed at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do when you have little kids. And then we did it again in the afternoon, Jason.
Yeah.
They were like, Wendy's like, my wife's like, oh, we can mini-golf free all day till 4 p.m. I was like, What?
Yeah.
Why would we go again?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you know, it's like getting our money's worth. I'm like, are you shitting me right now? We're going to go mini golfing again? And she had to say it out loud to my kids.
Yep. Oh, and then it's in. You're
locked
in. You're locked in.
We're mini golfing at 3 effing p.m., Jason.
Yep. They don't care. Luke's like, you said we're golfing.
We started the day with mini golf, and we're ending the day with mini golf. Oh, my gosh.
That's a good beach, though. It's a good area.
Well,
it's a fun time.
We stayed in a really nice place, too, where it was a lot more north of the boardwalk, where it's less like just kids skateboarding and, like idiot drunk people with fluorescent shirts on.
Airbrushed.
Yeah.
They still do airbrushes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Only if you lose your baby cousin. That's the only time you should be airbrushing anything on a shirt. That's my, you remember that?
Yeah.
Why do we bring that up every podcast about airbrushing your dead cousin on a t-shirt? That's because where we come from, we can make each other laugh like that. But no, summer vacation, have you had, I mean, you have grown up, Jason has grown up kids.
Yes.
What, 21 and 18?
21 and 17.
21 and 17. You've had a lot of family vacays.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you have like a funny family vacay story? Like one of the funniest? I got two.
With my wife and my kids?
No, other wife and kids.
No, I mean, you want me to go back to like dad, like back when I was a kid,
dude,
family
let's
vacations.
Let's do that.
Yeah, so
let me talk about that.
Yeah.
Because that's one of my stories.
Yeah, I'm going to do that because
you did tell me about that.
Yeah, with my wife and kids, no, nothing really.
It's been fun, right?
Nothing. Yeah, it's been a good time.
Yeah,
nothing,
we have a good time.
You know, nothing funny other than we did take one where we went to Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
We went there because I wanted to go to Williamsburg.
Oh, yeah.
So we spent 2 days in Williamsburg, and my wife's idea was that we would stay in a bed and breakfast, the four of us. No television, no anything like that.
1700s.
Yeah, absolutely. Right across the street from the college.
White lily bed.
And my kids were, what are we doing? Like this, what is this thing? Why are we here? It was, for them, it was a nightmare.
It was torture.
It was a nightmare. And it was 100 degrees while we were there. It was so hot. Like they couldn't bring.
There's not air conditioning in the bed and breakfast either, I bet.
No. It was laid out. It was a nice, it was a very nice spot. It really was. Yeah. It was separate from the house, its own little cottage back in the woods type of thing. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But the actual going to Williamsburg was horrendous.
Did you see like reenactments?
Well, it was so damn hot that they wouldn't
they
come out.
The reenactments.
They canceled the reenactments.
Oh my God.
And then
God.
About, we were there for 2 days.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah. And
like
and when Alexis
shot with a musket right now, or I want my money back.
When my daughter realized that these houses weren't the actual houses because they're reconstructions.
Yeah, right.
She loses her mind.
Like this isn't even real.
This isn't even real. She goes, "We're on a movie set. I'm sweating, and we're on a movie set.
This is
not real."
That's true.
This is like, so I had to point out when we went to actual real buildings, and it was the typical dad, like it was more for me.
Yeah.
It was like, don't you ruin this for me. This is what
I love history.
Never. So when my daughter grows up and she gets into high school and they're going through with something about Williamsburg, and she goes, "Dad, I'd like to go to Williamsburg." And I look at her and I say, shut your damn mouth. You had your crack
you had
at
your
it.
Chance.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere historical.
Yeah, no. So that, but other than that, I mean, our vacations have always been a good time.
I want to go to
really
all those places.
Funny.
But like, I know my kids will not care.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids are they're very into like history and, you know, they are, but like, you know, they're going to be like,
not at that age.
No,
that's
they're too
not, what the hell?
We got to go to the aquarium.
Oh, yeah. And that's a good aquarium.
Like, we wanted to go, my father-in-law and I, we wanted to go on like the naval base tour. Where you like go on a ship for 2 hours and they drive you around the naval base on like a little dinghy boat. I was like, we want to do this. I'm like, my kids don't want to do this.
No.
You know?
No.
But what did you do for vacation as a kid?
So when I was a kid, so I don't know if I think I talked about it on the last time I was on, but my parents and my brother were bikers.
Oh,
I don't know if
right.
I talked about that or
yeah,
not.
Yeah,
you
did mention that your parents were leather wearing bikers.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, the normal one of the family that just wasn't.
You
weren't
break there. Dancing.
I wasn't a break dancing. Yeah. Breaking to Electric Boogaloo was
of
my
course.
Jam. You know.
Yeah.
But I wanted to go hang out at the boardwalk and do all that stuff. So what they would do for me a lot of times is, and I mean, we're talking in the 80s, and dad would just hand me rolls of quarters when we'd go to Daytona Beach for bike week in March. So you'd roll into town and there would be a couple hundred thousand bikers, just motorcycles. Everywhere.
Oh, right. I've seen that before. I've run into those.
Oh, it's
just randomly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredible.
Like, I'd be in town for, like, a comedy show, and it's like, oh, it's bike week. And I'm like, holy.
There's the two big ones.
It's like 100,000
bikes. Oh, yeah. The two big ones would be Daytona and then Sturgis in South Dakota.
And oh, yeah. I heard about that.
So my dad always wanted to go to Sturgis, and it was more like, what the hell am I going to do in South Dakota? It's just motorcycles. That's it.
Wait, don't you drive your motorcycles to Sturgis?
Yeah.
From wherever you're from?
For what we did was we took a motorhome and trailered the motorcycles in the back.
Okay.
So we would drive down and stay at a campsite
in
just outside of Daytona.
Right.
But we'd get there and dad would just hand me rolls of quarters.
Like,
and they would be on the main street just looking at motorcycles and getting drunk.
Getting lit.
And I was on the boardwalk playing Punch-Out and Tecmo Bowl and Centipede. So my family vacations were... No, I mean, think about that, though.
It's weird, though.
I would have been in fourth grade.
Yeah.
Fourth grade.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, hey, it's 6 blocks away from where we're going to be. You know, there's bikers all over the place. It's a good time. Go hang out at the boardwalk. Well, just come find us. That was a family vacation.
Yeah.
I wanted to be on the beach and they wanted to sit on a street and look at motorcycles and
talk about motorcycles.
Yeah. And I got an education. I mean, I seen some adult shit as a kid. Sorry. Like, you're around that environment.
And,
you know, my dad's like best friend was an outlaw biker out of New Jersey. Like, you know, you learned about what that tattoo meant. No, that meant he murdered somebody. Oh, wow. Hey,
and
Jimmy.
There was a lot of flapjack boobies coming out.
There was, it was
mom.
It was,
those 50-year-old mom flapjacks coming out.
Absolutely. Yeah, man.
And they still love it.
Yeah.
They're like, those puppies out. And you're like, what? You look like a sick witch.
Oh, it was sick witch. It was
what?
Bad.
No.
Yeah, she's like, you think she's 70, but she's actually 40, but she's just lived a rough life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
It's like the chick that comes out of the tub in The Shining. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. Every street corner, the woman from The Shining. Absolutely. Take me a ride on your hog. Like, I just wasn't my lifestyle. Like, I didn't dig that. And it couldn't be forced on me, you know? So that was my family vacations. We went from third grade all the way till I graduated high school. That's where we went every March. Every March you went to Daytona.
What did you do when you were in high school?
When I was high school, so when I was old enough to drive, my dad, this is when it was actually not too bad, they rented a car and gave it to their 16-year-old kid. Even though I legally would never be allowed to have that car.
Oh, right, right.
You know what I mean?
So you just, like, drove around Daytona?
I would drive around Daytona. And you could drive on the beach in Daytona, too.
What'd you do?
I'd just drive around. I'd park, and then I'd do what I always did. I would go to the boardwalk and then just hang out. Yeah, because it would intertwine with spring break. And that's when spring break.
Oh, my God. You're 17, and there's college kids on spring break.
So spring break went from Fort Lauderdale to Daytona.
Right.
Fort Lauderdale chased them all out because it was so rough. So that was during when MTV would do. I was there. Like, Run DMC's performing at the bandstand for MTV, and there's,
you remember
14-year-old me with my rolls of quarters.
The Grind.
Oh, yeah, with Eric Nice.
Dude.
Come on, we want to talk about MTV right now.
Just
I love
watching,
it.
Like, college girls just dance. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, 13.
It started out with Downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah,
hosted The One.
Oh, my gosh. It was like their Soul Train.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it was. Yeah. I when I was in high school, like, we did not go on a lot of vacations.
Yeah.
We did not have money.
Which I'm fortunate that I got to do that. I mean, I'm sitting here going, hey, I got to get out of my hometown and go to a beach
for your parents.
That was
like,
their
vacation.
That was their vacation. It was when dad got that income tax return. It was like, we're going.
We went, like, my mom had a boyfriend when I was in middle school, and we would go to Mississippi, Pascagoula, Mississippi.
Random.
Where his parents lived.
Okay.
Well, his mom and stepdad lived. And it was a weird thing because my mom only had a boyfriend, this guy, for maybe 2 years. So, like, 2 summers in a row. We went to Mississippi in this big old car. You know, we drove all the way down.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. No air conditioning.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to be 11, 12, 13. But his mom was from England. how she ended up in Mississippi, I do not remember. But he was English, like proper English woman, like with, you know, messed up tea teeth, you know, cigarette teeth.
Oh, yeah.
But then also had this Mississippi accent. It was the craziest accent I've ever heard. And then her husband's just like, you know what I mean? Like, she's over here like this. And she also has a little Mississippi drawl. Like, it's so.
What a mashup. Oh, my goodness.
I couldn't even do it. Yeah. I couldn't do it. No. I mean, like, it's the craziest. I can hear it in my head, and it's bananas.
Yeah. So she had that mix of Creole with English, England.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
was she a voodoo? Like, she donated a voodoo?
No,
like, I don't know.
She was like a smoking English chick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I thought voodoo, because you said Mississippi also.
Well, that's, what are we doing? That's Louisiana. Like Jamaican, like Haitian. Yeah, that's New
Orleans. But was it a road trip? So I was thinking, like, for us, it was the map.
Oh my God.
Like, dad broke out the AAA map, and dad knew, like,
the triptychs.
It was real. When people see that on TV,
so
and they're
funny.
Like, because your kids will never experience that, because you're just going to dial it in on your phone, and that's going to be it.
Oh my gosh. Wendy's, my in laws, they went and got triptychs from AAA.
What?
In 2016, Jason.
How is that a thing?
I know. They went and got triptychs.
Explain to the younger.
Okay, if you don't know what triptychs are, you would go to AAA. AAA. I mean, I still have AAA.
Yeah.
Because, dude, if you
get roadside assistance, things like that, you have to. I'm not changing. Listen, I might be a real dad. I don't change tires. I'm not the car guy.
I'd say that joke.
I'm not. Yeah.
I have a joke about that. Like, I'm a grown man.
I don't do that shit. I pay people to do that.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
Come change the tire.
That's it.
Boom.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to pat you on the back and slip you a little five underneath.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
no problem. So.
It's a triptych.
You go to AAA, they have travel services, they can book you cruises, Disney, you know, you can get licenses, passports, you know, all that stuff at AAA. They also provide, like, hey, AAA.
Holler at your boys.
Holler at your boys.
Yeah, let's get this done.
We need a sponsor.
Grow Dad Business sponsored by AAA?
Right?
It
I'm
seems
a black
right.
card member of AAA.
It seems
like
right.
19 years.
That's fitting.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Dad should be sponsored by AAA.
That's too much, I think. I can't. I don't know if I can be okay with my life.
I'm going to have to see if I know
our
some
podcast
people.
Sponsor is AAA.
Coming at you.
All right. You can go get your trip picks.
Coming
you
at you from the AAA Grown Dad Cave.
We're here at the AAA Grown Dad Cave.
When MapQuest fails you, AAA gots to bail you.
Oh, my God. That's copywritten already.
Done.
Lawyers
are on it.
No, but a triptych is like this little... like little binder clippings of like sections of highway, like sections of map.
Yep.
So like they would grab a combination of whatever city you were going to and they'd be like, okay, get B4, 97 and D7. And that will be the little maps that take you to like, it's almost like a flip book of maps that will take you to like Virginia Beach.
Right.
All they do, it's a 60-year-old woman. She puts together the four pages that take you to Virginia Beach, the four little map pages, and they all take a highlighter, and they just highlight the main highway.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely.
They just highlight the main highway.
Yeah.
Like the largest line in the map, they just highlight it.
See, Dad didn't piss.
On all four pages.
Dad did not piss with AAA. Like, I knew what that was. Dad got the map.
Oh, he just had,
and
like,
he laid it out on the dining room table. Like, this was, listen,
oh,
this was a war room. It's a war room.
I don't remember those days.
He's calculating how many miles per gallon, because he knows that by the time he gets to Charleston, he's got to be able to refuel, and that's the only time you're going to be able to get out and stretch your legs and do your thing.
Really?
Because we went in a car for the first several years, because we stayed in a hotel when we first went down, and we went down in my mom's Mercury Cougar, and we drove down in a Mercury Cougar.
That's a dope car.
With a hitch on the back, pulling
with
the trailer with the motorcycles.
A Mercury Cougar pulling a hitch.
In the winter, driving through West Virginia. Like, I remember, like,
dude,
I just closed my eyes.
My buddy's dad had an old 70s Mercury Cougar. Yeah. That was a badass car.
This was a 82.
All right, wasn't my probably.
Yeah, it was a little bit, it was a little more like, whatever. Had the plush velvet seats.
I remember my buddy's
shit.
Like, we're driving the Cougar. Yeah.
With a personalized license plate, was her cat. Because it was her car, and it was a cougar. So it was her cat. But my dad was the one that drove it everywhere. He drove it to and from work because it was the only car we had. So it was my dad.
Such dorks.
Fucking crazy. No wonder. Oh, but anyway, so anyway, so dad laid the map out, man. Like,
yeah,
all the way across the table, and he is charting it, and he's calculating miles per gallon, how many miles it is from this point to this point. This is where the gas stations are going to be. This is a major hub, so he knows he's going to be able to get a gas station here. It was the real deal. Like, it was laid out, and you weren't stopping.
Oh,
that's real. Like, when you hear people say, back in the day, there's no stop. No, you're driving. I remember we did, when we finally went in the motorhome years later, I would have been I think it was my senior year of high school. I went to bed. I laid down in the master bedroom in the motorhome in the back.
Yeah.
As we left my house, I woke up in Daytona Beach. I slept for eight. They did it in 18 hours.
Straight.
Yeah, but you could
three
pee
drivers.
In the motorhome,
right? They had three. Yeah, we could. Yeah, we. That's the thing. That was the whole give of like, we got a motorhome. There's no stopping now. We've got food. We've got water. You've got everything.
Right,
we don't have to stop. All
kitchen.
We stop for is gas. You know, and it was pretty cool in the traveling like that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, but I woke up. I woke up 17 and a half hours later.
You can walk around.
Oh, yeah. You get up and you move around. You walk around.
Oh,
you cook something. You're microwaving food, you know, and all that good stuff.
That's
so
not
that
bad.
No. And
I've never driven an RV.
It's a fun time. It's fun.
I kind of was thinking about doing that with my kids.
We've eaten.
No.
No.
Yeah, but
a little
but if you have
later,
a big one,
a little bit
no,
later.
No, I mean later.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm talking
I'm
about
not,
maybe
I'm
five,
not rack,
6 years.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not racking those ones in there.
Like my
now.
First,
that's too much.
My daughter is one.
Dude,
I'm talking about maybe when she's 5 or 6.
Yeah,
and then like the other ones are like 8 and like 12.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I was thinking a friend of mine did this. He did a podcast, Dave Williamson. He rented an RV.
Yeah,
and booked comedy shows all over the country all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they just traveled around mm-hmm. the RV as a family.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fascinating. He was like, and we saw everything in the country.
Sure.
I was like, that is
well,
so...
And that's a, well, and that's
he
a,
was like, dude, we didn't pay for hotels.
Yeah. I mean, you just did the cruise thing for work. And
yeah.
for, you know, did shows on the cruise, which was amazing for you. And just, you know, and we've cruised a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went on this last cruise just last couple months ago, I told you, and we're done. We realized as a family, like, we've got more things that we want to go see
in
our country. There's things that we want to be able to do. And I think we outgrew it. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, as a family, we're like, this is kind of weird now. It's
yeah, I know
work.
What you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about my childhood vacation. I was getting into that.
Yeah,
we went to Mississippi, but it's like you go stay at somebody's house.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what we did.
Yeah.
But the one vacation we went on, my mom used to bowl a lot. You know, ladies bowling. And, because, like, the bar she worked at, they had a bowling league, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And she played on their team or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was some, like, bowling, you know, some raffle at bowling. And she won a vacation. She won a 4-person, 6-day, 7-night stay at a boardwalk hotel in Ocean City. And you had to take, like, the Lesnar tour down. You know, it was like the tour bus down. So the bus would take you down. It's with all these old people. Like, but my mom, like at this time, like I'm like in 8th, 9th grade. Like I'm in the height of my shenanigans.
Yeah.
Like I'm doing some bad stuff. Okay. I'm in the height of my shenanigans.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
With all sorts of things. So I was just like, I'm not going. Like I'm not going on vacation with my sister and my grandmother and my mom.
On a bus.
Not happening.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, no. Yes, we are. She was like, I'll lock you out. She's like, you. And I'm like, I'll lose my mind.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you won't have to pay for anything. She's like, we're doing this for free. So, you know, we'll have fun and you can go do whatever you want. And I don't know how she convinced me to go. I don't know. But so like as soon as I get there, it's like I can't remember because we left really early in the morning. We get there at like 1 p.m., whatever. And I'm just like, this is the work. Like, I mean, like, I'm going to walk around, be by myself. Yeah, I'll go look at hot chicks, whatever. I'm like 15, 14, whatever. Like, this is so dumb. This is lame. I'm like, I got to go, like, I don't want to, like, meet people. Like, this is annoying. You know what I mean? And I'm walking down the boardwalk. I'm just like, man, like, this is going to suck. Because, like, I had a little bit of money, you know? And I'm walking down the boardwalk. And my buddy from high school is also by himself walking towards me. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, what are you doing here? He's like, dude, I just got here like yesterday, like last night. He's like, my sister, she's rented a place down here for the summer because she's working here like all summer. And so he had an older sister and an older brother, and they're like 22 and like 20 and 20 or 19 or whatever. And he's like 15. And he was like, oh yeah, it's us three just in a house. And I was like,
and he was there for the summer too. Like he wasn't
there. He was going to be there for like a month. I was like, what? Dude, game changer. Dude.
Thank you, Mom. Mom, you remember when you bowled that 300 and won that trip? Thank
I seriously
you.
Think I, because we slept like, I think it was like my mom slept with my grandma and me and my sister had to sleep together or whatever, but I slept on the floor in that room probably twice.
Yeah.
Like I was just like, I'm staying at my buddy's house. Like his sister and him, they have a house down here. I stay there every night. They had an under 21 nightclub. Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
How corny are we? We had a blast.
Yeah.
Like, and his sister, by alcohol, and like, oh my God, dude, it was good times.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things I can't talk about.
No.
But that was my only family vacation growing up, besides going to Mississippi twice.
Yeah.
You know, or once. Maybe I went to Mississippi once. I think it was once. But yeah, like I didn't, you know, so now, like, I guess I'm not a sightseer.
Okay.
Like when I travel for comedy, people are like, oh, you got to go check out this thing. And I'm like, eh, whatever. Oh my God. I'm not like taking pictures and like sightseeing and stuff. But then now that I like get to experience that with my family, I want to take pictures of my kids nonstop because I never had that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I never, there are not pictures of my childhood.
No, I don't have any.
Like none.
I have nothing. I have.
My mom purchased two, I think, school photos.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It was, no joke, it was my kindergarten picture.
And your senior year.
No. Hell no.
No.
It was seventh grade. It was me as a five-year-old wearing a Madball sweatshirt. Mad oh, yeah, dude. And then in seventh grade, me when I first got glasses, and I had a Buffalo Sabres jersey on. Seventh grade.
Yeah.
That was it, dude. Senior year, I mean, by senior year, my mom's like, do you want class pictures or do you want like senior pictures? I was like, hell no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. That wasn't even an option. I just had the stock.
I didn't have.
I had the stock yearbook picture.
I don't think my mom's saying like, my mom's like, oh, are you getting senior pictures? Not like I'm paying for them.
Yeah.
Like, are,
yeah, there was never going to be a picture of me leaning up against a 92.
I was not going to be
wearing my Letterman's jacket leaning on a 92.
Mom
was like,
shit.
No.
Bro, I played hockey in high school. I didn't have a Letterman jacket.
Yeah.
I did not, dude. Yeah. I played hockey. I didn't get a Letterman jacket. I couldn't afford it.
Right.
It was like $290.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, I didn't, you know, I had money. Like, I worked a lot. But it was like, I was paying my car insurance, and like I was paying for a pager.
Sure, you were, yes, pager. We're talking about pagers, people. We're talking, can we get some Nextel pager?
I had a Nextel too, wait.
I got to get to a payphone.
I got
to get to this payphone in front of this McDonald's in McKees Rock so
hell
I can call.
Yeah. No, dude, I would go to Taco Bell outside of Kennywood, bro.
Yep.
I'll go to that phone booth outside of Kennywood. Or the phone booth outside of Pizza King in Munhall Main Street.
It's not there anymore.
Or the telephone booth. Or the telephones at Kogo's on Westman Road outside of the projects.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. There's three people like, oh my God, I know those places. but no, like, dude, I bought my own cable box, scrambler box. I bought my own air conditioner.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I was like, I'm not spending $290 on a jacket.
Right.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
And then we're like, my mom's like, oh, you're going to get senior pictures. I'm like, no, because you spend all this money on senior pictures. You give them to people and they throw them away in July.
Yeah.
Well, who cares?
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, you should get a class ring. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like $350.
No, I had that. I had the, you know, and
did your parents get you a class ring?
I did have a class ring. I have no idea where it's at. I mean, that shows the importance.
I thought about it too. Cause it was like, I could have got one that had like like hockey sticks yeah, on it, like yeah. my number.
And yeah, like I had my football number and it had my name on it and things yeah. like that. I don't remember them don't being that expensive, but
dude, it was.
But I know, like,
it was a lot.
Like I know my son just got his, and yeah. for his school, it's like a big deal. There's actually a ring presentation, a ceremony. Their junior year, it's a whole tradition within this school, and it's generational. My wife went to that school; it's a big deal. And these rings cost $1,000 or more.
Get the hell!
Like these kids are designing rings.
A ring ceremony.
Oh yeah, it's real. It's real. It's a rite.
We talked about. We got to talk about that some other time.
Yeah.
Like when we talk about like the dances now, and like you have to have this huge production.
Oh my god! Oh my! Oh, I'd love to get into that.
It's like, so dumb.
It's
we talked about it a little bit, and yeah. and we talked about it. I talked about it with my nephew. There was, I had to like to ask her girl to dance. He's got to do all these arts and crafts and like a fireworks show.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, this bit. Like, what?
What do we do? Yeah, no, I know.
Get the all right. Yeah, anyway, let's move on. We're gonna get out of here in a minute. Last topic. Well, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you too. Yeah,
it was Father's Day last week.
Yeah, it was.
Did you do anything fun? It didn't happen yet.
No, it doesn't happen yet.
It doesn't happen until tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's Father's Day Eve. I can make...
I have one funny Father's Day story.
I have nothing for Father's Day.
Jeez, your family's stupid. No. You got a great family. No, I got a funny story. I have it on video somewhere. It's on Vine or maybe one of my first Instagram videos. I have it somewhere. I got to find it this week and I'll post it. Like 2 years ago. Cause my kids are 7 and 5 right now. So yeah, it was about 2 years ago. I think my son was 3
mm-hmm.
and I heard my kids rustling, you know, like getting a present ready or something for Father's Day when I woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
So I pulled my phone out, you know, like, oh, I'm going to videotape them coming in saying happy Father's Day. Right. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to catch them coming in, you know, yeah. and videotape it like, yay, daddy, happy Father's Day. So my kids bust through the door and my wife's, you know, behind them. And they have this box wrapped up, and they walk up to the side of the bed, and my 3-year-old son at the time, Luke the Nuke,
yeah,
3 years old at the time, he goes, "Happy Daddy's Day! This is a coffee maker." It was yeah, I got that on video,
that's it.
And I laughed so hard I think I dropped the phone.
Yeah,
my wife's laughing. Happy Daddy's Day! This is a coffee maker.
Yeah.
I didn't even open it. It's adorable.
We've never really made a big deal about like the parent days in our house.
Oh, really?
We just know. I mean, we celebrate them, and it is from a standpoint of, hey, we're going to have a dinner.
Yeah.
You know, just honey.
What about when your kids were little? Did they make little cards and like?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's no big production. I don't expect like this is what I want for fun. No. I'm a grown man. If I want something, I'm going to go buy it. Like, I don't get into
Damn
it.
Right.
And that's how Christmas has evolved for us as adults.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, if I'm going to spend that money, it's going to, no. And we talked about that. Like, the first
one. We're not getting anything for anything.
No. And it'll be, you know what? We'll do something like this year. I did, like, you know, I took all of my wife's favorite pictures of the family and I did a collage frame.
Right.
And that was just like,
like,
you know what I mean?
Like, I'll overhear my wife say something like she wants,
mm-hmm.
like she's thinking about this thing, and I'll get it for her.
Yeah.
You know, like a little something. But
yeah,
we have never been huge gift givers.
No.
And but my kids do cute stuff. And
When they were little, you know, it was all about, you know, you made it. It was such a big deal. They make you a special breakfast, and you eat this breakfast.
Oh,
and, but those are the things that
I don't ask for any of that.
No.
And I'm not trying to be like, oh, well, I'm the better... But, like, my wife, like, I make, like, I try to make my kids.
Mother's Day's a big deal.
Make it special.
Like, I want Mother's Day. I really, not
Absolutely.
A big deal from, like, where I just, honey, we're going to have a great dinner.
You
we're going to have your mother up.
Your
we're going to celebrate your mother.
To love and respect their mommy.
Absolutely.
And, like, oh, yeah, I want it to be great.
Yeah. But as they get older, then it gets weird, you know, when my kids are working on Mother's Day.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? So they're working, and that is a great joy to us as parents and my wife to say, you know, my kids, you know.
Someone was saying, too, like, I saw somebody on Facebook that was like, oh, nice Father's Day. I got to take the kids to 3 different baseball games and a tournament and
a dance
recital.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And I'm like, that's the worst.
Yeah.
No, that's the worst.
Oh, but that's
But that's what it is now.
But that's what it is. And we were
the worst.
Yeah.
I ain't doing all that. Dude, my kids ain't playing nothing. My kid's playing soccer, and I'm like, ugh.
Oh,
I'm like, all right.
I think it's much when you're going.
Dance.
It's much when it is a lot. It's a lot when you're going from
kid sports
one event to another event. It's too much. But happy Father's Day in the past.
I get it.
Yeah. I think we got to dinner.
We're going to talk about one more thing.
What? Yeah. Drop it.
I got to bring it up.
We got to talk about this. It continues.
I can't even say it, bro. Chewbacca mom.
Version two.
Chewbacca mom.
It's evolved. It hasn't died. We thought it. Whew.
Chewbacca mom is still a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Chewbacca mom is still a thing.
It's
everybody's like, why are you hating on Chewbacca mom? Look, I'm not publicly hating on Chewbacca mom. I'm not on Facebook. Yeah. I'm kind of just throwing around meh and eh.
Yeah.
A little bit of that. Maybe I talked about it a couple podcasts ago. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. We talked about it, but we didn't talk about it.
But it's just like, you know, when you see somebody who now is getting a Chewbacca mom Hasbro figure, that's happening.
Yeah.
And you see someone like now she's charging $20 for autographs at like Comic Cons and stuff. Yeah. And it's like when you work in entertainment, I think that's where I'm coming from. I'm coming from where I know people that are struggling actors. I mean, I'm trying to make a living being an entertainer, an actor and a comedian.
Sure.
So it's like when comedians go through this thing and actors, you know, especially comedians, you get excited when you have a conversation with the booker of the Tonight Show. You're like, whoa, like that's one step, you know, closer to you getting on the Tonight Show. Or like, it's like, oh, well, I know somebody that could put me in as an audition to get on, you know, Conan. Like, wow, like that's crazy. And when this lady does a video that was not funny to me, only because me and my kids have been playing with a Chewbacca mask for 9 months, making each other laugh since Christmas. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I was like, oh, you mean all I had to do is videotape this and put it on Facebook and my kids would have got scholarships?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
No.
And so when you're looking at that and then she's like, oh, she's on Ellen, she's on all these shows. And I'm like, wow, as a comedian, what you wouldn't give for a viral video of yours to go viral and then you can help your career.
Yeah. For me, it started off where it was just like, hey, good for you. It happened, and take advantage of it. And then it just became
I agree. It was like, okay, this is a silly thing. Yeah. Okay, Ellen brought her on because that's Ellen.
I said to you soon it happened. I go, she's going to be on Ellen.
She's going to be on Ellen. That's funny. I'm like, whatever. Ellen's adorable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I love Ellen and I get it. It's a goofy thing. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, she's on other stuff.
Yeah, she's on James Corden. She's like J.J. Abrams, and
I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
And then the scholarship thing, I was like,
the scholarship thing is the one that really twisted me.
I was like, wait, what's happening?
How does that?
I
can't finish this.
Did they find out she was really poor, or all her kids have cancer?
Maybe I should have read the rest of the article.
No, but, I did. There's nothing.
Yeah, there was no substance to it. I mean, I read that it was a Christian-based school.
Yeah. Huh. Well, apparently she's a conservative Christian.
Yes.
She's a worship singer at her church.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw something of her. I used to work in church and nonprofit. And I saw her that she was guest speaking at churches. And I'm like, then I got really annoyed by her because I was like, okay, now you are definitely getting paid to go guest speak at a church because you're Chewbacca mom.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm just going to let that
ride
for a minute.
Yeah.
A church is paying you to speak because you're Chewbacca mom.
Yeah. I seen a person when she was at the Dallas Comic-Con. That's the one where she was seated next to John Cusack.
So funny.
Right?
I said, how do you think John Cusack feels?
Yeah, I know. But he's there were people, Cusack. I went on and followed the hashtag, went in there and took a look, and there were actually people tweeting, oh my God, I am going to get to meet Chewbacca mom.
I wish people could see my face right now.
Carrie Fisher was at this Comic-Con.
John Cusack, as much as I think how overrated he
is still,
he's a super famous, good actor.
And these people were, I mean, I see several tweets excited to go see Chewbacca mom. And the toy's a one-off, and I get it. They did a one-off for her. It's a collector's thing just for her, which she'll be selling probably in 5 years when the kids don't make it through the free college they got. And they need money to get bail for their crack addiction that they have. God. It's going to go south for the whole family.
Jason went deep on
Let
that
me go
one.
In on this. It's going to go bad for this whole family. They're just thinking, all you have to do is film yourself on Facebook and you're going to get free shit. And the toy's nice. But I sat there and I was just like, well, you know what's nice? It's finally that Hasbro is making a female action figure. That was the first thing
I thought. So funny.
That's the first thing I thought
so
of. They can't make one for...
Boom. We're going to end it on that.
Yeah, they can't make one for the real
At
stars of Star
Hasbro
Wars.
Hasbro is still making...
They're
is,
making is female action
female
figures
action
now.
Figure. And it's Chewbacca Mom.
It's Chewbacca Mom. It wasn't, you know...
Make America great again, Jason.
Oh, don't end on that. Please don't end on that. We are not hollering at your boy on that
We
one.
Are not hollering no. at no boy like that.
No.
Oh.
Thanks for having me over.
Oh, you're the best.
It's fun time. Holy
All right,
hell.
Guys. Well, if you're in Pittsburgh, you can see Jason and I host Comic Wars. It's a stand-up comedy game show every month at Arcade Comedy Theater in downtown Pittsburgh.
July 22nd?
Yeah, the next one is July 22nd, and then we have another one August 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And those are 10 p.m. on Friday nights. And at 8 p.m., Danny Palumbo and I have Danny and Aaron Bring the Heat stand-up showcases, and then most of those guys will be playing Comic Wars at 10 p.m. But we had a Comic Wars last night.
Killer.
That was cuckoo bananas. It was
Such
one of the
a good time.
We always say it was one of the most fun we've ever had, and they just keep getting more fun and better. And good times.
Bachelorette also, parties are welcome.
Oh, yeah.
That's
always good times.
Yeah.
Remember, goodsandevil.com, 10% off with coupon code GROWNUP, all one word. Jason Clark.
Aaron Kleiber.
Follow your heart and your dreams. Okay, bye.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.